God.
Make us worthy, O Lord, to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, deliver us from evil one. And Christ Jesus, O Lord, in the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
And by Christos is our spend
joy. Irini pasi
et obneumati.
Let us give thanks to the fish and mist full God, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ. For he has covered us, helped us, guided us, accepted us to him, spared us, supported us, and have brought us this hour. Let us also ask him, the Lord our God, the Pantocrator, to guard us in all peace this holy day and all the days of our lives. O Master, Lord God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guided us, accepted us to you, spared us, supported us, and have brought us this hour.
Pray that God have mercy and compassion upon us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times. And repose the soul of your servant, the deacon Khaled Atallah, and forgive us our sins. Lord,
therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O Lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day all the days of our life in all peace in your fear. All envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, the rising up of enemies here and manifest, take them away from us, from all your people, and from the soul of Yusuf and Khalid, and from this holy place that is yours. But those things which are good and preferable do provide for us, for it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and upon the power of the enemy.
Have mercy upon me, O Lord, according to your great mercy. Amni Allah, Qadim Rahmat, Matlaka Trafat,
Khatiat, Narbe, Ethmi, Khatiat, and Fulhi.
Behold, it is our truth in the inner parts and the hidden parts. You will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me share joy and gladness, the bones which are broken, Mary, rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and call me in your spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. Do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. Sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion, build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering, whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls in your altar.
Fancy all theos imo, doxa patrike.
Shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there your land shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. I may praise you, and let your ordinances help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. The heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore.
Alleluia.
I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. The snares of death encompassed me, the pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffer distress and anguish, then I call on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech you, save my life. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, so our God is merciful. The Lord preserve the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
Of the dead who repose in the faith of Christ. The Pauline Epistle from 2 Corinthians. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present day, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? If Christ be not risen, then is our preaching in vain, and your faith is also in vain. Ye and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If I in this life only have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they are the Christ at his coming. Grace of God the Father be with all of you. Amen.
Ah.
Thanatos, ο Εσταυρωτής Δήμας, ελέησον.
Props and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which hear and have no. Oh, hear them. But for you, blessed are your eyes for this and your ears for the hear. May we be worthy and act according to your holy gospel through the prayer. Of your sins.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our master. All those who have been lost, remember them in our supplications and the prayers. which offer upon to you, O Lord, our God, those who are falling asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection and of us all.
Blessed is the man who chose and caused to approach unto you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, even your holy temple. Hear us, O God, save us, O you helper of all the world, alleluia. Ke ibertu kataxio thini masi sacro athios to agio evangelion, kirion kiton theon imonicate sumin irecate.
answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for what things soever he does, these also does the Son likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises up the dead and quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom he will. For the Father judges no man, but he has committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He honors not the Son, honors not the Father which has sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that hears my word, and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but it passes from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has given to the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, that they have done good unto the resurrection of life, and that they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
Glory be to God.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, amen. The soul of your servant, hallowed that we are gathered for, O Lord, repose it in the kingdom of heaven. Open for this soul, O Lord, the doors of heaven. Accept it unto you according to the greatness of your mercy. Open for this soul, O Lord, the doors of righteousness, so it may enter and find comfort there. Open for it, O Lord, the doors of paradise, as you open to the right thief. Open for it, O Lord, the doors of kingdom, so it may share with the saints. Open for this soul, O Lord, the doors of ease, so it may chant with all the angels. Let it be worthy to see the delight. Let the angels of light enter it into the life. And let it be in the bosom of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Forgive the sins that were done knowingly and unknowingly. For you, God, realize the weakness of mankind. Through your mercy, counsel those mourning, especially the family. Grant them patience. Give them a heavenly reward. Through the intercession of Our Lady, the Saint Mary, and all the ranks of heaven, let your mercy and help be with your people. Grant them serenity. Establish us in your Orthodox faith. Be victorious to us. Your believers, we worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you are crucified and saved us. We believe in one God, God the Father.
Christ, born of God, Son of God, God the Father, for all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended into the heaven, sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again, his glory to judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Holy Spirit, the Lord, life giver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and Son's worship and glorified, who spoke by their prophets. In one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess and baptize the commission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the
please.